A federal court judge has today linked the federal government's failed robo-debt scheme with suicides. The controversial program, which was in operation between 2015 and 2019, saw more than 400,000 Australians pursued for welfare debts they didn't owe. Today, the court approved a $1.2 billion settlement between the Commonwealth and a group of claimants, but no compensation was awarded to the victims. Justice Bernard Murphy said in his judgment the scheme caused people financial hardship, anxiety, distress, and in some cases led them to take their own lives. Our business reporter David Taylor has been following the story.
The court found the government unlawfully raised $1.73 billion in debts from welfare recipients as part of its failed robo-debt scheme. A judge in the federal court called it a shameful chapter in the Commonwealth's social security system. The Treasurer, Josh Frydenberg, is expressing regret over the affair.
As the Prime Minister has said on this matter previously, we apologise for the hurt, the harm that has been caused by the administration of that program.
The court heard that as part of the scheme, $751 million was wrongly recovered from more than 380,000 people. Despite a judge linking the scheme directly with suicides, it's something Josh Frydenberg is refusing to acknowledge.
Well, the first thing to say is suicide, mental health issues, they're very complex. There are many factors at play. But as the Prime Minister's made clear previously, he apologised on behalf of the government for any hurt or harm that has been caused by the administration of that scheme.
A settlement between the Commonwealth and the class action group will see the government pay $112 million to welfare recipients wrongly pursued for debts. Centrelink raised the debts using an unlawful income averaging scheme. A system looked at people's yearly income data from the tax office, using it to estimate the amount of welfare money they were entitled to. Notices advising people of potential debts were automatically sent out. Justice Murphy said ministers and public servants should have known the method was flawed, but said, quote, "It is quite another thing to be able to prove to the requisite standard that they actually knew that the operation of the robo-debt system was unlawful." Josh Frydenberg says that means the scheme itself was not unlawful.
There hasn't been an admission of that. Both legal parties, both for the Commonwealth and for those who were bringing the case, there wasn't that admission. What there was is a settlement.
Lawyer Andrew Greck from Gordon Legal, who brought the class action, says there needs to be more accountability for the mistake.
There's been a lack of accountability, both the ministers involved and the senior public servants involved. We think that it's important that through the proper parliamentary processes and if necessary, through a royal commission, that those questions be answered for people so that they can actually have final closure.
Shadow Government Services Minister Bill Shorten says the settlement has come too late for many victims. He's renewed Labor's call for a royal commission into the robo-debt scheme.
This is north of $2 billion when you add up everything, the largest compliance failure in Australian history. But yet, the chapter of the class action is closed, but the new chapter is now the call for a royal commission.
Cassandra Goldie is the chief executive of the Council of Social Service. She welcomes the fact the government is returning money to victims with interest, but she says there is no compensation for the harm that's been caused by the scheme.
And nor do we yet have today any better guarantees, legal or otherwise, that these events will not occur again. Right now, the federal government is again being warned about the risks of digitising human service delivery without adequate human involvement or rights protections. This is in the NDIS and employment services. And will these warnings also be ignored?
In summing up the distress, the judge spoke of, quote, financial hardship, anxiety and distress, including suicidal ideation and, in some cases, suicide as a result of the robo-debt system. It's unclear when the victims will see any money from the settlement.
David Taylor reporting. And if you need help for yourself or anyone you know who's struggling, Lifeline is a service you can call. That number is 13 11 14. That's 13 11 14.